huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
There are three things that are more important to people, staff, the people that you're leading and influencing. Three things that are more important than money. So there's been a lot of research by recruiters, recruitment consultants, companies, agencies. And the three things that are more important to people than money are P-R-A. And the P stands for progression. I'm told through the things that I've read that the P, the R and the A account for the equivalent of 15 to 20% more money. So I'm not saying you're going to get people working for you for free if you give them more P, more R and more A. But apparently you'll on average be able to pay them 20% less or up to that if you give them progression and then the R and the A. So progression is, can people work for you, be led by you, and feel like they can progress their career, their personal development, their knowledge, their experience, their salary, you know, the difference that they make. And at Progressive, we don't really have a hierarchical org chart like big companies do. And so I always used to think it's great because you can come into Progressive and forge your own career. And, you know, there's no like 30-year path before you get a promotion above you because the guy who's above you has been in the same role for 30 years and 40 years and you might be a lower level board member or a partner. But when there is no clear hierarchy or path, people often can't see it. So I find that when my team get a little bit frustrated or lost, it's because they can't see where the next stage of their career is going. They can't see where they're going to be challenged, where they're going to learn new skills in their career. Sometimes progression for them is a change. You know, they want to move into a different role or they want to take on a bigger project or they want to do stuff overseas. So make sure that you're giving a path to all the people that you influence. And this can be your children. This can be, you know, people around you in your life that you influence, not just your staff. It can be your customers and clients and followers and fans. Make sure you give them a route to progress, personally, professionally, and financially. Okay, then the R is recognition. Now, it's funny because nearly all of the issues I get with my team, we have about 75 people that work in Progressive Property, which I'm just sat outside of at the moment, and my other company, Unlimited Success. And we must have 100 outsourcers. And the two things that usually make them unhappy, other than money, is that, well, I'll just give you the R, and that is lack of recognition. I.e. they feel like they're working hard and others are getting recognized, above them, or they feel like that they're giving a lot to the company and they're not getting the praise, they're not getting the reward through recognition, not necessarily through finance and salary. And so what will happen is usually, you'll get manifested complaints, demotivation, gossip, sabotage. And you think, what's going on here? And you'll dig and you'll dig and you'll dig. What you'll find is they weren't given love. They weren't given praise. They weren't recognized for the work that they'd done. And you often see this with introverts or people who work in admin or assistant or finance roles. You know, the people who aren't the stars. They're not the top salespeople or the speakers or the visionaries of the business. And it can be very often easy to just have those people crack on and years go by and you just don't even notice the good work that they do. So you want to be a purveyor of going around and giving love, recognition, praise, because people need it. They need to feel important. They need to feel loved. Many people like it publicly. Some don't. So you have to know them, personally to know the right way to give them recognition. The second thing I've just recalled that usually manifests in unhappiness is bad communication. But that's for another live or podcast or video. And then the third thing, so remember, it's PRA, progression, recognition. The third thing is autonomy. No one wants to be micromanaged. No one wants to be told what to do and then told that they're doing it wrong and doing it like this and having someone breathing down their neck and standing over their shoulder. You're not doing that right. 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 Smart people like to be given a little bit too much to do to challenge them, the resources in which to be able to do it, and then the trust, faith, and autonomy that they can go and do a great job and step up to the plate and over-deliver. And if you're surrounded by people that don't get motivated by that, you're surrounded by the wrong people. So, yeah, give them autonomy. Now, if you don't trust them, then don't hire them in the first place. You know, a big part of autonomy, i.e., here's a project, go do it your way. It just means you're around the wrong people. So fundamentally, you've got to trust that person. And that's on you because you've got to find the right people to trust and then let them crack on with it. And Steve Jobs always used to say, what's the point of hiring someone smart and then getting in their way? I'll hire smart people and get out of their way. So progression, recognition, and autonomy are investments in your team. They're investments in your company. Because if you give your staff them, it will save you around about 15 to 20% on what you pay them. And money is apparently, according to many studies and things that I've read about recruitment and people management, money is fourth on the list of most important. Now, if they want recognition, it could be manifested in they're not paid as much as someone else. So sometimes recognition is in the form of money, so they can be linked. So go and give a lot of progression, recognition, and autonomy to your outsourcers, your VAs, your staff, your consultants, your agents, your brokers, and they will do great work for you without you having to micromanage them, which means that they can get more done in less of your time. You can earn more in less of your time, and then you can grow and scale and do more of the things that you love. So thanks for tuning in, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.